We mention that min ha-teure with the reise the issi yichet staff and a girl is 12 years old. With a girl who's 12 years old. Plus, that's mitzvah. With the rabbonon is the issi yichet a girl from 3 years old. From 3 years old staff issi yichet with the rabbonon. A boy in the age of 9 starts with the yichud. Therefore, a bar mitzvah boy, somebody who's over bar mitzvah, cannot be a babysitter for a girl of 3 plus. Same, a bas mitzvah, a bas girl, cannot be a babysitter for a boy of 9 and plus. But a boy who is not yet bar mitzvah and a girl who is not yet bas mitzvah, in other words, each one of them have entered the age of yichud, because the age of 3 for a girl and the age of 9 for a boy is the shir, the zman of his yichud. But if the boy and the girl themselves have not yet reached the age of bar and bas mitzvah, there is no chisa yichud between them. Hagon of Shmuel HaLevi Vozman, Shiva Shevet HaLevi, is of the opinion that there's a chiv chinuch. When there's a chiv to be mechanech children, from when they've reached the age of chinuch, they should not have yichud even below the age of bar mitzvah of bat mitzvah. But many poskim say that there's no chiv of chinuch. And there's a reason why there's no chiv of chinuch. Because although the halachas of yichud are extremely important, and as we said last week, if we rave it to Issa deraisa, and it's got very serious consequences, we learned in the Chofetz Chaim that if a person is not makpid on Issa yichud, he becomes a mumma la'aroyis, and is possible aidus in any union of kiddushin gittin in kedoyma. But to be mechanach children, which means to explain to them various facts of yichud, can have counter-effect. The chiyuv chinuch is always mechanuch in a positive way. If to start explaining to a boy or girl below the bar and bas mitzvah various points of yichud might not have good effect on them. And therefore many poskim hold that there's no chiyuv of chinuch before the bar and bas mitzvah. But we'll discuss now the etzem, which is way negeh halacha lemaisa. Babysitting. I want to stress this point very clearly because many people are not aware, don't realize it. Somebody who is already bar mitzvah has got an issa yichud with a girl of 3 and plus. And the same, a girl of bas mitzvah and over has an issa yichud with a boy of 9 and plus. By a boy, 9 is the zman she roi lebiya, and by a girl it's 3. This is the halacha. And therefore, when it comes to babysitting, the shaila which we started off last week, one can only have a babysitter in such an oifen if one has either one of the shomrim, which we'll discuss soon, or a pesach pesach l'shisarabim, which is one of the oifanim, one of the ways how you can avoid it to yichud, but it's not a very practical way late at night. A pesach pesach l'shisarabim means that there's a door open to the shisarabim. Pesach pesach l'shisarabim only helps when people are oivrim b'shovim, every street accordingly. And Golders Green Road, people are oivrim b'shovim much later. Take a small side street, but Bridge Lane, and which part of Bridge Lane is Avon Beshovin. Every area has got different criteria. But as long as there are people going past, and you open the door and you're not surprised to see people going past, which is could be 11 o'clock at night, the Erev, then Pesach Pesach L'Shisarabim helps. Pesach Pesach L'Shisarabim is a yichud, wherever there is a yichud, but there's a great machleitis achoyskim. Does it mean the door has to actually be open? What happens if the door is closed but not locked? The machlekes in the many great poskim, I won't go into all the details and discussions, but the Hachra of the two Gedoyle Ador, the Chazenish, the Chibinero, the David Mishorim, Simon Hay, is that even if the door is not open, as long as it can be pushed open, and it's closed, it can be pushed open, it's considered Pesach Pesach L'Shutaram. If people can come in, that's considered Pesach Pesach L'Shutaram. But there's a T'nai Godel, only if people would push the door open and come in. Let me give you a digma, that the Pesach will not rely on this heter of having a door closed. A doctor who sees a woman, and of course it's the Yichud, and even if the doctor is a goy, they tell her it's a yichud min ha-teira, or a Yiddish woman to go to a goy should have the same, not the other way around. Better to visit a woman, a doctor, same thing. It's a yichud. Now, if the door not locked but closed, that would be considered test of the temperature surrounding if people in the waiting room or the secretary could come in. Ba'amer devoy ma'amurim, it's only if they would come in. It's normal for them to come in. There's a mirthus, there's a certain respect. They will never come in. They'll knock on the door and they'll wait till they're told to come in. Then the Kula Alma, there's no heter of Pesach Pesach, which is Rabbim having a door. The heter of Pesach Pesach, which the tribunal of the Chazanish of Mate, even if the door is closed, only applies if it's normal to walk in. They might give a knock and walk straight in. But they'll never walk in out of respect for the people or the person who's in the room, then there is no heter whatsoever for Pesach Pesach Shetzerabim, unless the door is open. So coming back to our case, where we have an example of Yichud, the babysitting, the din would be, the halacha would be, that to avoid the issue of Yichud, the door doesn't have to be open, but it's not allowed to be locked, and it would be normal, the person would come in, lock, and come in. Now, this is not a practical heter late at night, because nobody is good to leave, no babysitter will take on the job, sitting at 10, 11 o'clock at night, knowing that the door will be pushed open by anyone who wants to come. So that's not a very practical heter. There's another heter, the Shas HaTchat Godol, and there's no other way, and there's no other shomrim, which we'll discuss soon. The Tribunal of in Dreva Meshurim Simen Hay Mechadish. That is somebody who is a Shoimer. For example, the father, the mother, anyone, a couple, have a key. And they are about to come at any moment. It means that the babysitter or the one who is the Yichud doesn't know when they're coming back. And he can expect them at any moment. That is also considered Pesach Pesach. So there could be a way, one is not going too far, one can tell the babysitter, we'll be back any minute. And then you go out, then the door can be locked. And it's advisable for them to come back actually any minute. They then will go out, we'll also be back any minute. There should be a similar, that the babysitter should realize, or the one who's in the Chol Yisrael should realize that they're actually about to come any minute. The mirsus, the fear that somebody is about to come in any moment, and this person would be one of the shomrim who helped to avoid this yichud, is considered, according to the Tribunal Rov, the Shas HaTchat, as the oifen of saving the thief. And therefore, this could also serve as oifen how to avoid this yichud. Again, that the parents, somebody who is a shomer, could come in at any moment, and the babysitter realizes and knows it and is aware that somebody might come in at any time. And that's the tetra, which is known as Yates of Anichna. By here, by Hilchas Yichud, is good as Shus Pesach, Pesach, Shus Rabin, that somebody could come in. Even the door is locked, but they have the keys and the person is aware, the person who's inside is aware that you can come in at any moment. The Shas HaTchak, if you haven't got Eitzah, one can be saying of this tetra of the David of Shurim. But there are other ifadim, other ways how to avoid this yichud, which is the heter of shomrim. And one of the interesting heterim of shomrim happen to be children. Children are considered shomrim. What pshat children are considered shomrim? A child from a certain age, and there's a date of the possible age, we'll students the, exactly what age to start, but that children a certain age were still naive. But they might notice something strange happening. A validation consider that as a shame. And therefore, the Issa Yichud, let's take our example, of a boy who is 40, 50, Bamitzah plus, with a girl who is 4, 5, 6 years old, which is Issa Yichud. But they could have a Shomer, which means another child will be there in the house. So to babysit one child with Issa Yichud, that child itself is not a Shomer. One needs another child to be Shomer, this child. This the shmir of children does not just apply in the case of babysitting. Whenever there's a Issa Yichud, when the Ish and Isha are not allowed to be together, whether it's an auntie, as we said last week, an auntie, a cousin, a mother-in-law, a daughter-in-law, all this, the Arab nation, if there is a child, whether it's a boy or a girl, whether this boy or girl are the children of the Miyachtim or not, it's not relevant. A child is a Shomer, unless the child itself or herself is one included in the Yichud. So a child is considered a Shomer. The halacha is the Gabra Chupas Nida. In the halacha as well, children are considered shomim. One uses children as shomim in the case of the chuppah nidah. So children are considered shomim. By day, one child is considered a shomim. By night, one always needs two shomim. The klal gadol in Hilchos Shmira of Yichud, which we'll discuss as we go in the shiur, that by day one shomim is enough. And by night, when people go to sleep, one always needs two shomrim. And even if both shomrim are sleeping, they are still considered shomrim for Hilchos Yichud. For example, the Issa Yichud is for Ish v'Isha, to be alone. If there's another man, it means that Isha with two men, there's no Issa Yichud. Why? Because the second man is a shomer. It means he's making sure that there will not be anything between the Ish v'Isha. By night, later night, one needs three men. He's Yisha, the Gimel Anoshim. You need two Shomer. The Gemara, the Ram Shachadorach, three men is allowed Issa Yichud with one woman. So by day, one Shomer helps to avoid Issa Yichud, and by night, you need two. So the same is with children. By day, one child will be considered a Shomer on Issa Yichud, and by night, you need two. What is the age of a child to be considered a shomer? There's a very big machlokes haposkim. Many, many posken discuss it. And a lot is told on the type of child, on the nature of the child, on the matter of hazman, how naive children are. And as we know nowadays, children are not so naive. And therefore, the age stops a bit. But maybe some posken say the age of 11, 12, children are naive in 21st century, even end of the 20th century, no, the age is not anymore. 12, one has to consider it a bit younger. Generally, Poskim, another Poskim, that a child from 5 years old can already detect if something is going on. If something would happen, or if the child would hear noises or something which is strange, the child would report something. 5, and up to the age of 10 or 11, the Chofetz Chaim was even more machmir. The Chofetz Chaim's opinion was it's not much. It made a difference to the boy and a girl. There's many different shittas, and let's keep it as easy as possible to remember, but that's the Achros Achshem says. From 5 to the age of 11, that age is considered shomer. Therefore, let's say it's actually in Hilchot, babysitting, halacha will be as follows. It's very common, you call in a girl, what is this? 50, 60, 70 year old to babysit. When you have children, if there's a boy of 9, doesn't it Yichud? But if you have, by daytime, another boy or a girl between the age of 5 and 11, or by night, if you have two children, it means in total you've got 3 children, but 2 of these children are between the age of 5 and 11, that will help to avoid Issa Yichud, even if the children are sleeping, and even if the children are a family, doesn't matter, siblings, not siblings, it helps to avoid Issa Yichud. This halacha of children being shomrim is a very great help to avoid the isra of yichud. Many are finding especially way. Let's go over again. The isra yichud applies for any godol or godolah to be alone with a girl of 3+ and a boy 9+. That is the isra yichud. One of the ifanim to avoid this yichud would be Pesach Pesach Hashusharabim, which Peshat Hatchak would help if a shomer, like the parents, would have a key and they could and come in at any moment. And they expect it to come at any moment. That is considered a shmira. We also learned that children are considered shomerim, and children of the age between 5 and 11 are shomerim. These children, by day, one child would be a shomer on any isra yichud, which means that if you have an adult with a child where there is isra yichud, you need another child by day to be a shomer, and by night you would have to have two children to be shomerim, an addition of the isra yichud. So the babysitter with the other child who is isra yichud would have to have two children by night, and even if the children are sleeping, Chazal HaKadoshim were not Nachman, because it is Shmira. I'm not going to go into all the details. Anyone wants to look it up and look up the many Sforim, the Simach of Beit Shechonot, to understand the logic behind it, why by night two children are sleeping, they shouldn't be Yichud. It has to do very much with the sensitivity or the psychology of somebody who wants to do an Aveir, the fear that he has, the aim that he has. Is halachas of liber gaspo, which we'll deal with another shiur, that certain people who will not be included in the heter of shmira, we want to talk now in a general case of babysitting. This is the oifen how to avoid the yichud. When we're dealing with a doctor and a woman going to see a doctor, it's very shchiach. If it's a case where the doctor is in a room alone with the isha and no one will come in, because it's not this respect, it's not the way just to walk into the room. There's a Isra Yichud Min HaTorah. And the only way is that the husband comes with. The husband has to be with the Isha, or even if the husband's outside, but the doctor has to be aware that the husband could come in at any moment. This is the Halacha Hachomo B'Yaisa, people for the very next. As we said before, that when the husband is around in the area, this is a halacha which is known as Bala Be'ir. The husband is in town, there's a certain fear, a certain aimer that there's no Issa Yichud of the Isha to be together with the person. And the halacha of Bala Be'ir, we will discuss next week. Now, why I'm pointing this out here, just to mention one halacha. When a goy and a woman, Bala Be'ir does not help. This heter, which people know as Baal HaBe'ir, husband in town, only helps to eat. With the Isha being alone with a goy, or somebody who is poor, who doesn't keep Elchus Yichud, is not Shem Eferi Mitzvah, Baal HaBe'ir does not help. So the only way, and the only oifen how one can avoid this Yichud would be if the husband is in the room, or he's outside, and the doctor is aware that he could come in at any moment. Otherwise, there's the Issa Yichud. Many people are not aware of this halacha, and one should be mazir the mizah. Now, today, Eidus, unfortunately, I must mention it, that, we said last week, the Issa Yichud is not that you might come to do it to the right. Issa Yichud, the Issa Mikadatma. The things which can happen are simon, not the sibyl. But unfortunately, it has happened, comes to our attention, not more than once, not that built shriach, the doctors have done things which are shaloi kohegan, and this can be the top toiv shibberetim to Gehenna. Now this should be Gemara. So there's no, you can't say he's a specialist of Ba'aveira as well. It's no heaven. And I want to mention this, because unfortunately there's been problems in the Eish Koyen, it could be many problems have come, many shaylas come up. One has to be aware that the woman who goes to a doctor, where the room cannot be, one cannot enter the room, is the Issa, the Raisa of Yichud. It's not the Poshna Maid. The only way would be Ba'al HaBe'ir. Of course, one goes to the doctor, one needs Yachad Shmaya, one needs the Refuah of the Rebbein Shlomo. The Rebbein Shlomo is a way for Kabbosah to do a Refuah through an Issa, through an Aveda. Of course, he's counseled with that. We mentioned before that the Issa Yichud is a Yish, a woman to be alone with one person, with one man. If it's with two men, by day, no issues. By night, three men. What's the other way around? A man with two women. The Mechaber, that's the shit of Morana Besiasis, that's how the Spadim has to be known as the Halacha. Morana Mechaber Paschim, that there's an Issa Yichud for one man, even with Harbe Meshim, even with many women. That means if you meet 10 women, 20, it doesn't matter. Because Noshim Dats on Kalois, and therefore, the Chabad Paschim is the Yichud for Ish to be the Harba Amoshim. That's the Shitta of the Mechaber. The Shitta of the Ramo, the Ashkenazim, is a bit more lenient, cooler. The Beshat HaTzeirach, the Tachro of any Paschim, if there are three women, to say, and by night, four. I mean, two women would be a Yichud. One man with two women would be a Yichud. One is Mechaber on the other. One is covered to the other. But if you have three by day, four by night, the Tachor is a Paschim, then the Shas is a Tachor for the mate. So again, by Ish, the number is two and three. Two women a day. The Isha with two men is by day the Seder. The Isha with three men by night is the Seder. And the other way around, the number is three and four. Ish with three ish noshim by day the Seder, and by night four. That is the mitzvah of Isir. Oh, these are the points I want to mention today. Next week we'll discuss Mitzvah, the din of Baal HaBe'ir, which is a very important halacha, and Ishtoi Mishamrosa, another two forms of Shemrim, which are Shaykh in the union of Shemirah for Yir. I want to speak tonight another Indian, which is Me'inyan Le'inyan Be'oitz Inyan, the Negea of the important halacha in the Yisoid of Kedushas Am Yisroel. I'll try and explain it as simple as possible, and certain things, of course, one has to be Seimach on the Dail of Hakim of Beremiza. In this week's parsha of Ve'eiro, the Esther Machlis, is interesting Evan Ezra. I think every child who's been to a cheder school will come home and say the famous story that by Makas Dam, the Dam given to Mitzrim, the very famous Medrash, the Yidden, by them there was water, there was no blood. The Mitzrim had blood. So what did the Mitzrim do? They went to Eretz Goshen, they wanted to drink water, and the water turned into blood. So they went to the Yidden, and he even gave them, asked them for money, and when they paid for the money, the blood turned into water. You'll always have the pictures of kindergarten children coming home with a bottle, where the Mitzri is drinking blood from one side, and the Yid is drinking water from the other side. Why? Because by the Yidden there was only water, and by the Mitzri there was dam. It's a well-known story which everyone knows. From the Evan Ezra, Heilige Evan Ezra, it says, Rabbi Moimrim, the many who say this, the Makas Dam wasn't by the Bali Yisrael, wasn't the Eretz, only by the Nei Yisrael. It's a Torah. Only by the Mitzvah. He says, it's a Torah. We don't see the Torah. The Torah doesn't mention such a thing. The Torah. But Raya, where do we find the separation between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim? Only Makas Orei. The Samti to this Bein Ami Ivein Amecho, the Mocha Ye Oisa Zer, the Yas Hashem Kem, the Yovoi Orez Kovid Beit Sotaro. By Makas Orei, there we find the difference of the Samti for this Bein Ami Ivein Amecho. By Makas Dam, today I'm kidding, don't find the difference. Tell us, the Evan Ezra would argue with the Medrash Chazal. The Kashan Evan Ezra is so strong, there were many, Teichon, some of the Chachme Ashkenaz who claimed the Yad Zorim showed to the Evan Ezra. But the Evan Ezra and Shemois, they were from the Kuroyim and the Tzedekim to putting certain things into the Ebenezer, because there are other kashrus, Ebenezer and Shemayit, and therefore one can't rely 100% on everything that Ebenezer says. There is such an opinion. Shadol brings it. Oh, there's a terrorist. There's a terrorist to explain what's trapped in Ebenezer. Chazal HaKadoshim tell us a Meister that by the Yidden it was Mayim, and by the Mitzrim it was Dam, Emes, found the Medrash. And that it could be that the water, one bottle, was half a Mitzrim, also true. But you have to be misbeinim, what was the purpose of Makas Dam? Makas Dam was sent to Mitzrayim to break the Abigazora of Mayim. The story of the Russian of the Novi's, Harry said, Leo Oiri, Bani Osisi, I am the one who created Nilus. Nilus was the power of the Mitzrayim. It was Oile Mashke, it provided the Panos of all the Mitzrayim. Leo Oiri, Bani Osisi, the power of the Shaita, the Tipper said, I am the God of the water, I created the water. So that was the mean Avodah Zorah. To break this Avodah Zorah, the Bain Hashem showed Harry, who's the boss. Look what happened to Yahweh the Zora. Gornish. How do you stand the concept of the Reach? It was so bad. So the Makas Dam was a koyach of the Rebbeinu Shalom against Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is something which was halolo v'halolo. There were some of the Yidden Nebuch and Eretz Goshen who were oyd Avodah Zorah. Mishchu chilechem b'kom Pesach. Mishchi deicham Avodah Zorah. So therefore, the Ebenezer is right, and the Medrash is right. Those Yidden who were not Oiv the Avodah Zorah, but they didn't need the water to become dumb. So made up by them, there was a mess. They drank water, and at the same time, the Mitzvah could stand opposite them in the same keli and drink blood. But there were some Bnei Yisrael, unfortunately, were Oiv the Avodah Zorah. By them, there was Makas Dam to teach them that they should learn as Paro is not the Lee Oiri Vani Yotzisi, he's not the Balabar. So the Ebenezer's right. It wasn't a clear-cut thing that the Mitzrim had done and the Bnei Yisrael did. There were some of the Bnei Yisrael who did. When it came to Makas Ore, the Medrash states, what was in the Makas Ore? Ore, union of the Hamas, coming with a Taruvus, was Levatel, the union of Nus. Of the Mitzrim. To be Mavatl, the Pesach, the Novi calls the Bnei Mitzrim the Zerumah Sussim Zerumotam. They lived at the Hamas. They lived with no moral standards. Kedusha Tara just didn't exist. They lived at the Hamas. So Zerumah there, they were sent to Makas Ore, the Hamas, to attack them. In the Inyan of Aroyes, Klal Yisrael were pure. 100%. Rashi says there was one case of Shleimis Bas Dibri when the Gadol was born. There was one and one only case where somebody did Shlei Kahega. But besides that, in Parshas Pinchas, Rashi, Shiftei, Ko, Eidus, the Yisrael, every Yid was Nizah in the Inyan of Kedusha and Tahara and the Inyan of Aroyas. Loyalis Aravim Emes Oilam. Therefore, in Makas Oreis, there was no Makas Orev whatsoever for the Mitzvah. There was something for this Ben Ami Ben Amecho. Makas Orev, there was no difference in Yisrael and Mitzrayim. There was a Fidus, there was a Heftik. Why? Because in the Inyan of Makas Orev, their Klal Yisrael were the Shleimus. Their Klal Yisrael didn't need even one person to have the Makas Orev. Maybe Shleimus Tastivri was the one case, but it's the Yitzim Naklal. So Makas Dam, there were some of the Bnei Yisrael who had to have Makas Dam. By Makas Orev, it didn't exist the Chlal by Bnei Yisrael because this just Am Yisrael was pure. And although that era in the area, Chlal Yisrael were empty with mitzvahs, on the Inyan of Kedusha, Chlal Yisrael was Bishlein. Those are the Chazal. Ele mocha yeh ha'oit hazeh, yesh mocha la'achat imam. There's a famous Boston of Ibn Eger. Ibn Eger once arrived in Varsha. In those days in Varsha, the assimilation was starting to come in, and there were certain Yidden there who were trying to mingle with the Goyim. There was a the first temple was built there, and Kivedit came and he gave the temple to the reform, unfortunately, to build in Russia. Kivedit came to give a Joshua against his boilerless assimilation of the Goyim. Kivedit said, I'm ready to give up. Kivedit said as follows, say this to Kenya. He said, Klal Yisrael al nimshol le'esh, shenema v'hoyo beis Yankov esh, ki beis Yosef l'hovo. Klal Yisrael is fire. The Umat Sa'olam al nimshol le'mayim rabim. Postit in Shashirim. Mayim rabim le'yichlu le'chabo yisrael ha'avo v'chamedish. Mayim rabim le'umat Sa'olam. Mayim rabim le'umat Sa'olam cannot come and distinguish the Ava of Klal Yisrael Avim Shem Hashanah. That's Reb Kiva Egaze. What's more powerful, water or fire? Now we all say in Chagadiyach every place of the night, but also Maya, the Chavol, the Dura. So you don't have to be Chagadiyach, you take the fire engine and you'll see that when there's a fire, you spray water. So water is more powerful than fire. The Umas Sa'olam, which is Mayim Rabin, should be more powerful than the Vahoya Beis Yankov Esh. But when is water not more powerful than fire? When you put water in a pot, and you put the pot on a fire, you separate it between the water and the fire. Then, when you put the fire on, you keep the fire burning, eventually the water will evaporate. Why? Because you have a pot. You have a kedera. You have something maftik bein hamayim lo esh. As the Eligab Kiva Egid Yitzchazay. If we haven't got the hisbadlus, the umas ha'olam, then the mayim rabim is more powerful, unfortunately, than the esh. But if we are mavdil bein Yisrael la'amim, if there's a hevdo, then the vahoyo b'siyankav esh is more powerful. The mayim rabim lo yichlo l'chabo is esrav, and the other rabim. The Eish of Klal Yisrael stands for it. It's a Kiveg as well. The Indian of Klal Yisrael is Badlas, the Imas Oilam, one of the biggest Nisyanis to the Reina. This is the Indian that I wanted to mention tonight. There used to be many Nisyanis of Klal Yisrael to be like Imas Oilam. Maybe in the last century, 100 years ago, Shmira Shabbat was a good big Nisyan. People came over to England, to America. And they couldn't keep Shabbos. It was difficult to Hanusa. It was a spoilerless. And Klal Yisrael never, many, many even failed. Came Mechala Shabbos. They got Mechala Shabbos and fought completely. I think it's correct to say that one of the major nisyanot that our generation has, our day, in the Inyan of the Nisoyan of Yisrael Yisrael Amin, is the Inyan of Meniach Haroyan, family planning. This is the Inyan which I want to explain why it's important for everyone to be aware of the Wichtigkeit, the Chashivut of a Yiddish Shabbat. The whole Parsha Shemois, the whole Sefer Shemois, starts off with the Pusik, Be'ele Shemois, B'nei Yisrael, Abo Mitzrayimo, Eis Yankov, Ish, Ibeisoi Boi. And Rashi says, why did it say Ve'ele Shmois? Afapi Shemonon B'chayen B'shmoison Choza Imonon B'mistosot. We counted them again. Why? Lo'idia Chibotson Shenim Shlil Tachovim. Every Yid is a Koich of the star. Shenema Amoitzi B'mispa Tzvom L'chol M'shem Yitzam. We say it every day in Davening, Sikr Zimre. We say the Pesuk, Moine Mispa L'Tachovim L'chol M'shem Yitzikr. Klal Yisrael anim shli l'kachovim. By the Brisbane of Surim, Avraham Avinu was taken up in his stone. Tzporet ha'kachovim. By Parshas Akedah Yitzchok, Kivor ha'varechecho, V'har v'aber zachol k'choich v'ashamayim. V'chachoyim asher tzvat v'yom. Just the Maral, Klal Yisrael is nim shli to the stars and to the sand. It shows two k'choiches of Klal Yisrael. The choyil al tzvat v'yom, the sand, that is the power of the achdus of Klal Yisrael. We stand together, then we can hold back the Mei Hayom. Koines Kaneid Mei Hayom, when we have a Sfat Hayom, when we have the sand, every piece of sand, every tiny piece is nothing in itself. But when you combine it with the power, Klal Yisrael stand together, that's one koyach of Klal Yisrael. But there's another koyach of Klal Yisrael. Every yid, everyone, who is shoyesh neshmoso is chatuvo mitachas chisa kovet, who stood by Mamad Hasina and said Nasa v'nishma, that's every yid who has an Ashoma Sahira, and Yisrael after Yishachotso Yisrael, he's still got his part of Klal Yisrael. He's a koychal, he's a star, he's a oil of mole. And we know what it means, a koychal. This world is a mashu compared to the billions and billions of kachovim in Mazolot and Shemayim. And every koychal has a name. And every name shows the chashivas of this koychal. The Baruch Hashem has a name for every one of them. Every individual is a oil of mole, is a world. The Baruch Hashem is mesadeh sachichovim, v'mishmereseyem v'rukiyak v'tsoynoi. Everyone has this mokim, everyone has this tachlis, and everyone has a name. Neshoma, the shoyrish of neshoma, the inside of neshoma, is shame. How do you spell the word neshoma? Nun, shien, mem, hey. The inside of the neshoma is shien, mem, shame. The name of a person. The name symbolizes the koyach, the chshivos of the person. Every person has a shame chodesh. State and state for Ava Nachal and Pashas Pinchas brings the Shem Ariya Kodesh. If a person has to show them his poigim in the Indian of Kodesh's Am Yisrael, the Machshava, the Dibur, the Nasa, whatever it is in the Indian of Aroyes, he loses, unfortunately, his Shem chodesh. He loses his Shem Yisrael. La'achamei ve'esrim, you know, many people have the meaning that all the English from Esra, they say a posse which starts and finishes with a with their name. Why? Because La'achamei ve'esrim, Ariya Kodesh tells us that every person is asked his name. If he doesn't know his name, he can't even start the procedure of any tikkun. But he has to know his name. What's the Indian of knowing his name? The Indian of knowing his name, and we write on a matzeva, we write a name. What do we have to know the name? We write Mr. Floyd. His name, father's name, and it goes to the table and says, if he tests with the Shemus, with the Aleph name, that's the name, everything's the name. The Salaf Ochoyle, the name. Everything is a shame for Jinyan, because the Shem is the melech of the person. If he kept his shame with Kedusha, if the Neshoma is Tahira, his shame is Tahira. If the name is the three name, he's got a shame toys, then he has the life of Kedusha Tahira. If Chas Shalom, person is Toygen, sitting in the Inyan of Aroyas, the morality in Izin Yolim, then he is shamed. He loses his name. Shem Toiv is not him. The Baal HaTzurim in Parshas Ekev, look, the Baal HaTzurim is the Pusik, Yeshivim Nefesh Yoda Rusecho Mitzrayimo Va'ato Somcho Hashem Elekecho Kechoichvei Hashamayim Leroyim. Look, the Baal HaTzurim, the Pusik starts with the base Yeshivim Nefesh and finishes with the base Kechoichvei Hashamayim Leroyim. Base is Bayis, is the house. What was the koyach of Yankov Avinu? That the shivim nefesh yoda v'secho mitzrayimo, and he managed to maintain the kedushas Am Yisrael. V'at v'somcha Hashem lekecho k'choich v'shmayim l'roiv, is ish u'beisoy boi, the kedushas habayis, the Yiddish habayis. He made sure, and he was mechanech, that the bayis of his children and grandchildren should be the kedushas habayis. This is the Indian, one of the Yodim in Me'ah Shevim, where a person has to be Mechazik oneself, and the Yodim of Kedusha, Kedusha Tabayis. And I have some Shpocha in it, the Yichud, the Chlau, the Hanhoga Tabayis. So I want to mention the Yodim of Bayis of Kechoichve HaShemayim Ulay. The Goyish HaShkofa, which is drummed into all of us Seder, whether it's in the media, or whether it's in hospitals, or whether it's in clinic, is the one has to be the mass in the river. It's enough. One has one, two, maximum three. That's four. The Haredi. That is a goy shashkof. We know, and we have to be mamin, and we're not allowed to lose track of our yisoid in the munna. That by bias, a yiddish shtub is other rather. The Yidgu L'Roiv B'Kerev Orem. And this is a big nisoyon. It's a very big nisoyon. It's a tremendous nisoyon. And this is the nisoyon of Amun and Betuchon that Ayit has. I hear many times, I'm not stressed as the Hakdoma, when a person comes with a shayla and we ask the rov, anyway, anything which is touching on the health of a person, nishmata moed and afshaseichem. There's no discussion. Last year we went to Arichas, and it's not the mokam now to go into the discuss the various halachas of the topic, when one is allowed or not. I want to discuss the inyan of Amun and Betuchon. But people plan families because they can't afford a family. That is the yesoidoi kfira and kfira and kfira. Why? Because Chazal HaNeishim, in many Mamorah Chazal, teach us the opposite. Tinnik bo ba'olam v'kitroi v'yodoi. I'm a Chazal. Every child comes on the world, he brings a new mother, a new panosah. So somebody comes and says, I can't afford to have another child. The Chazal say that by having another child, you'll have panosah. The Bein Hashem is Azanes Oilam Kiloi B'Tivoi B'Chein B'Chesed B'Rachbin. He knows the Lechem the Chol Bosa. You have another child, you will have Panosa. You will be able to feed another child. And this person says, no, but I won't be able to afford it. I can't afford it. And when one discusses it to people, he says, yeah, look at my school fees. I have another child, I have school fees. The person says, you worry, by this. But if one focuses, one looks at the whole overall matter. The people who are zeichet have large families themselves, children themselves, they're not deprived, they're Baruch Hashem of God, Shefa, they all manage to marry up their children, Shabbos Lemer Danger, Shabbos Danger, you have people with one or two children who can't manage, you have people with 12 or 13 do manage, it's not Taylor, it's an attitude. It's an attitude how a person approaches, because we're lacking, one doesn't hear it, unfortunately one doesn't hear it. So this is Ikram and is a Gemara by its cousin. Just like to learn a little piece of Gemara, which is today you should know. The Meister Shehoya, Shimon by Choy had a son. It's called the Blozeb of Shimon. The Blozeb of Shimon is buried in Iran next to his father. The great son of Blozeb of Shimon. Shimon by Choy sent his son, the Blozeb, to have a brucha by Tana Rabbi Yehuda. He sent for brocha. He said, these are great people, you need a brocha. The Ben Ish Chai explains that the blood of Reb Shimon went through a difficult time, and Reb Shimon by Choy saw in him a gezeira shaloi hoya yochoy levatla. He couldn't be mevatla this gezeira. And the father, Eichob Ishmata Asim Beisasru, and the father couldn't help him. So he sent him to Reb Yonison, and he used it to have a brocha. The blood of Reb Shimon goes to these two tanoim, and he asked them for a bracha. So these Tanoim gave him the following bracha. The whole list of things. Part of the bracha is the following. Yehei Ravo means Yehei Rotsu. The Tizra, you should sow the Lo Tachta. You should never be able to cut whatever you sow. If you sow wheat, barley, you should never be able to cut. Another thing, Levalvo Ksoira, your table should get turned over. Another thing, Lo Tachta Shata Chadati, you should never see a new year. You hear such a bracha, you walk out, what are you telling me? The brother of Shimon walked out, he went back to his father of Shimon, what have you done? I went to these two tanoim, and they both gave me a mamash klolot. Dr. Shimon Baruch, he didn't understand what it said. The first bracha is, Yerava, the Tizra, the Tichtat, Shetoilid, Bonim, the Loyamis, you have children, they shouldn't die. You should be Zerayab, you shouldn't have to cut. It should be a nitzchit. One. The valve of Seira, what's the bracha? The table should be turned over. You should have lebedik children. I'm a chayah. They jump on the table. They go and they what? Ah, mamish. For others to say, well, my nerves, the Shabbos table. There. Oh, you should have lebedik children. The valve of Seira. Something in these words, yeah? Many people say, I can't be precious. So many children at the table. It doesn't go. The bracha. The wife shouldn't die. He shouldn't have to have another Shodan Roshayna. The Ben Ish Chai explains there was a Gzeirim and a Shemaim on the Blood of Shimon. If the Brocha would have come straight, he wouldn't have been Chal because the Mekachik wouldn't have allowed it. So he had to be Malbushit Nazar Loshon. Our Chazal uses this Loshon. Leval Vopseira. What we bring out to this thing is a Zeich. many people come and they can't handle riba abonim. Too much for them. Some say they can't educate. You can't educate the whole after. You can't educate the world. If you have one after that, you can't be mechanical. It's wrong. Ibo is saying mekro, Ibo is saying mesfora. I mean, Ibo is saying mesfora, if a person has got the patience and knows how to be mechanach, and anyone who's watched large families with parents who are good mechanachim, Erlich Eden, has seen beautiful families who've grown with large, many children, large families, no problem with the chinuch. If somebody is not an Erlich Eden or has got the patience to be a mechanach, it won't matter if he's got 2, 5, or 10, or 15. He just can't cope with himself, he's spoiled, he looks after himself, he puts himself before his children. It doesn't help anyway. If the problem is not that he can't have so many children because he's become mechanach, the problem is himself. He doesn't know how to approach chinuch habonim. His problem? When a person comes in Shemayim and he's asked, Osakta b'tere b'ribya, it doesn't just mean, did you have children? Osakta, were you oisik in tere b'ribya? Did you make it your business to be able to have children and to be able to be megadol them properly? When a father's mechanach his child correctly or children correctly, he's a sakta of the Arabia. And if a person says it's panosa, it's difficult, that's why he can't have children, as we said before, that's tefira. Because we are mamim, we're mina shleima, the rabbeinu shleima is zon, the mustanes, the kana, the aimim, abe akinim. The only heter, and that's the only heter of the Torah, is anything which touches on health. If it's got to do with shmira saguf, the hanefesh, chayla nefesh, or chayla guf, that's a separate issue. Then that comes before everything. But one needs to ask the shayla, one needs to ask the prayer, because it's din and a fushu. The person makes a decision whether he's going to bring down an neshama on this world or not. And he's going to decide on din and a fushu, who's he to decide? He's not a Sanhedrin. He hasn't got the kayak to do this. Dabchira, of course it's Dabchira. Every couple who stand under the chuppah, they have designated how many children, how many neshama the Rebbe comes to them. They state in Tisvariza, and the Koyz and Zeya Kodesh. That person is a Bechira. That person is a Bechira. Retech is a Bechira, and there's Retech in many levels. And one of the levels of Retech is when a person is Moinea, he can bring down the child and he doesn't. There's a Tviya on a person. This is one of the inyanim that because we are influenced with the goyish hashkofa, and it's full of it, it's so powerful, it comes with the doctors, with the nurses, with the midwives, everything. A Yiddish mama told me she went in to have an 8th child, Baruch Hashem, and the midwife gave her such a telling off. She had healthy people, nothing wrong. The midwife said, "Crazy, what are you doing?" You know? She was so upset. It caused her Lelene a time when she was vulnerable. And she suffered, she had to take pills afterwards just from having the fact that she would be strong in her and her crying and said, "This is our religion. And I'm proud to have 8, I'm proud to have 16 if I could." Then if she'd answer that back, she wouldn't have had any problem with her nerve. "Well, let's be proud, there's no bush." In every Sedra and Sefer Bereishis, the brocha of Klal Yisrael is to have ribu habonim. Which mother doesn't sing to their child Amalach HaGoyal every night and finishes up V'yidgul Aroiv B'terev Oret V'yidgul Aroiv? This is something which we have to remember. Ish Yibesei Boi. The bias of a Yiddish Shtib is B'shivim Nefesh Yod Avasecho V'atos Somcha Hashem Alatecho T'choichvei HaShomayim L'Aroiv. This is a bias, the Balak says. The bias is Aroiv. Again, if it touches on Shmiras HaNefesh, we have to ask a shayla. Like every shayla which is asked, this is al-achat kama v'kama, much more chomer than a shayla which is asked of a milky spoon which fell into a flesh of pot, which is also a shayla. But this is dealing with forces. You're deciding something for life. We state in the Shoinim that when Cain killed Hevel, we're saying, "Kol demei achecho toyes emalayim in adomo." The Chazal, the Meyach Echo, Dam, Rashi Yochid. The Chazal, no, call it the Meyach Echo. Because when Cain killed Hevel, he didn't kill one person. Hevel could have had children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Kol demeach echo. When a decision is taken on such important matters, it's not one neshama. It's demeach echo, demeach bonecho. So you think, what achrayus can you take on yourself to be moneach? This is something which everyone has to be aware of. Everyone has to be mechanech their children, that it's a brucha in a Yiddish shtup to have ribi habonim, it's a shayach in health, and a shayach in shmiras hagufa nefesh. But it's a brucha, the hashkof has to be that it's a brucha ribi habonim. This is a matter which I won't discuss normally, but one has to mention it. I heard the hiroh from the Kozma, the Rebbe, the Chetadik, the brucha. There are many topics which one debates, should one say it in public or not. There's always the pros and cons. One starts to debate about it, discussion about it. You might get a lecture or make a sonnet or whatever. And then there's the Yom Kiddushah, which is not always safe to discuss in public. I heard from the Chosim of the Rebbe, the Chetadik, the Rocha once, he spoke on a topic, similar topic, and said, Hakdomi said as follows. Shkirmoa says, Chamukha Yerechayich, Ma Yerech Beseisa, Avdibra Teira Beseisa. There's certain things more constant for Rabbi. So the Chosim Rebbe said, if the Yerech is Beseisa, then the Dibra Teira should be Beseisa. If Chas V'Sholem, the Yerech is not Beseisa, if there's Preetus, then the Dibra Teira can't stay Beseisa. You have to counteract, you have to fight this Kalipa, this Koyach Hara, with Teira. The person has to hear, what does the person do if he never hears the Yiddish Teira de Kashkofa, and he only hears the Tzad of Emes Oilam, the Tzad Hara? How is he supposed to be aware of the importance of Kedushas Amis if he doesn't hear it? One has to have the Shmaya to say it correctly and to bring it out correctly. I feel it's the Torah, especially the Mea Shevim, to mention this Indian. And one should realize the Cheshivas of a bias, of a Yid Gil Aroi, the Kerevoa, the Rabbi Yishu Shehabak, the Yishu Dideiche, to have children, Elecha Kinder, that you should be Mekai in the Mitzvah of Pre-Revi, which is the first Mitzvah of the Torah, of the Yid Gil Aroi, the Kerevoa, the Bain Shem should be Mavorach, the San Orim, the Korah, the Hashmi, the Shem, the Voice, the Omer.